Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16 to 21. God says to his people, "Stand at the crossroads and look." Standing at the crossroads is a good place to be because you can see all the roads. You can see down all the roads and you're better able to make a choice. God tells them to ask for directions for the ancient paths, the paths of old, the paths that they were taught to follow. Ask where a good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. This is a good thing for us to do, perhaps even on a daily basis, to see the roads that we have gone down, to see the roads that are open to us, and we're to choose the road that so many people have chosen and so many people have gone down. It's a good way and we're to walk in it. And if we walk in that way, following God's word and being obedient, we will find rest for our souls. But God's people said, we will not walk in it. So again, even though they're continually being pointed to a good way, they're continually being blessed with a promise of peace, they will not. God has given a watchman over his people, a number of them. Listen to the sound of his trumpet. But they said, we will not listen. So the watchmen who can see, the watchmen who are in touch with God, sound the trumpet, but we will not listen. God says, hear, O earth, I'm bringing disaster on this people and the fruit of their schemes. So the things that they are doing, the things that they're putting their energy in, they're going to come to nothing because they have not listened to God's word and they've rejected his law. God does not care a fig about incense from Sheba, sweet calamus from distant lands, or burnt offerings or sacrifices do not please him. God says, I'm going to put obstacles in front of my people. Fathers and sons will all stumble over them, and neighbours and friends will perish. So if we will not follow the ancient paths that God has laid down, if we will not obey, if we will not listen to him, if we will not listen to the watchmen that he brings up to warn us and to show us, he's going to bring disaster. The things that we set our hearts on, the schemes that we try to build up and do, they're not going to work out because God has rejected them. God doesn't care about our sacrifices or our burnt offerings or the sweet things that we seem to give him. He's not interested. What he requires is obedience. He's going to put obstacles before this people, and fathers and sons alike will stumble over them. Let us not be stubborn. Let us not be foolish. Let us look for the old paths. They are set before us. We have God's word right before us. We have the whole body of God's word. Let us look to God's word and obey it.